Like I said earlier, cannabis has got more than one use, and it's a lot more than about having the joint. It's got ecological uses and so on, and we mustn't forget that. In The Emperor Wears No Clothes, Jack Herer actually issued a challenge. I'm not sure if it was $10,000 reward for anybody to disprove his claim that cannabis can save a planet. So can we welcome, please, Ingo Wagenknecht from the Norfolk Green Party, who's going to speak on hemp, the secret lies within the soil.
Good afternoon, friends, fellow campaigners. I'm sorry that I haven't provided a picture for you to look at, but you now can see me all in the flesh, and I'm quite happy to have my picture replaced in the program with a leaf, because it's the right leaf. I want to talk about something which is one of the biggest problems on this earth today. We all have expected, and we are expecting more, the floods which happened in England, which are happening all over the world, the changes in weather pattern, the fact that we have interfered with our climate for far too long. Now, one of the biggest problems from changing weather and bigger storms is the fact of soil erosion. The soil, which actually sustains everything we grow, from food to plants to trees and to life in the end, i.e. our metabolism, how we interchange our atmosphere, how everything works on this planet. So the soil is very important, and at the moment it's flying down our rivers at a rate of knots. The soil is not being kept where it belongs. We have got record amount of forests being cut down, and I want to focus today on one country where this is especially significant. This country is Bangladesh. Bangladesh is the home of the biggest river delta on Earth, where the mighty Ganges, the Brahmaputra and the Meghna come together. An absolutely beautiful land, although it is very over-inhabited. It's got about 120 million people, plus or minus the odd hundred thousands, living there, twice as many as in Britain. Most of it is, two-thirds of the country is very, very low, and it's built up on the age-old silt of those three rivers. Now, I don't have to tell you what happens to low countries when the ice melts, when ice melts at an ever-rapid rate. So what we've got to do is we've got to keep our soil where it belongs. And this is where hemp comes in. Hemp is an amazing plant which grows on virtually very, very poor soils. But the root structure of hemp is something else. It is a filigree root network which goes out horizontally and which has the ability within 6 to 8 weeks to bind the soil surrounding it to the extent of 2-3 foot. Now this is very important, especially when you talk about deforestations. This is why I think it is important that we should bring international rules and regulations to timber concessions. Anybody who would apply for a timber concession should be this should be going hand in hand with a concession to grow a cover crop, preferably hemp, because it is such a versatile plant. I mean, we are only talking about one use here, i.e. to keep the soil on the side of the hill so the next generation of trees can grow up. This is what we're using it for. I'm not talking about the other 54,999 purposes hemp has. No doubt this is one of the reasons why it is illegal today and kept illegal by mighty, powerful industry interests. But But this single purpose of keeping the soil where it belongs is something where I would like to be hemp to be used for. I would utilize the plant. I'm very much for legalization of cannabis. Our party is, but it's stuck in the midst of a policy writing problem, i.e. it only happens ever so often. The severe inequality in Bangladesh, the fact that all their electricity is arrived for by fossil fuel, 98% of electricity by fossil fuel. No country, no continent can sustain us taking out so much timber to generate electricity. So we have to regrow timber. We have to establish a cycle of growing timber and using timber in a sustainable way around the earth. And I would like to use hemp to keep the soil where it belongs, on the land, because of this amazing ability to keep the soil. We are not talking about that little bit up the top, although we all want to talk about it. It is the other uses of hemp which are totally, totally under-argued. I think we should scream in onto the roads. We have to tell people about what they can do with hemp. Most of the uses of hemp in the paper production, in the production of building materials, tough fibers, shoes, you name it, is environmental friendly. We want zero pollution factories and companies, because otherwise the children we have put into this world will not be able to sustain the same standards we are accustomed to. We have to start thinking sustainable, and hemp is one plant that can do it. I could go on for any longer, but there's no point. I think you've got it. Thank you very much.